Silk Shadow, Blackthorn Security, Book 3, by Gemma Ford. They walked through a set of thick glass security doors and down a short corridor. His shiny shoes sank into the plush carpeting as he gazed out of large, spotless windows on the right-hand side that overlooked a busy street. In the distance, the imposing structure of Fort Bragg loomed, a reminder of their roots and the disciplined precision that underpinned their operations. The receptionist knocked on a door, then opened it, without waiting for a reply. Shooting him a professional smile, she said, "Mr. Burke will see you now." Viper took a deep breath. It stilled his nerves, not that he really had any. Calm, control, stillness, the traits of a sharpshooter. He'd learned years ago how to silence his mind, vanquish his nerves, wait patiently for the shot. He used the same technique now, as he nodded his thanks. Then when he was ready, went inside. The commander stood up. At over 6 foot with a face made of granite, he looked every bit the tough former SEAL commander he was reputed to be. "Ah, Victor Morgan. Or do you prefer Viper?" "Viper, sir." A nod. They shook hands. "I've heard good things about you. Excellent job in rescuing those hostages in Colombia. Could have been much worse than it was, if not for your brave act." Viper shrugged it off. "I did what anyone in my position would have done, sir." Pat locked his dark eyes on him. "Nonetheless, it was very well done. I'm sorry you got discharged over it. How are you feeling?" "Fine. Never been in better shape. Bullet wounds all healed up?" He nodded. "Weeks ago." Pat's gaze lifted to the wound on his temple. Viper held his tongue. The Blackthorn security boss would have been told about his little bar fight and stint in the holding cell down at the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. Too bad. There was nothing he could do about that now. Would it scupper his chances? He sure as hell hoped not. He needed this job. It was more than just a job. It was a lifeline. Blackthorn security. Hell, he would be lucky enough to be offered a position as a PPO at any firm, let alone here. "Is that going to be a problem for you?" Pat asked pointedly. "No, sir. It won't happen again." Pat nodded and moved on. Viper exhaled,